The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gau Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. This segment is brought to you by Carbach, live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
A lot of people were tweeting out, oh, great, we're going to be able to bet on sports. And a lot of these people live in Texas, and I want to tell them, no, you're not.
What this should mean is these websites should be able to operate legally in the U.S. Is that?
Yeah, and there are a lot of companies that are. In fact, I've talked to some companies that are already looking into this, who have been now for months. But it's not going to happen here.
That goes back to why Texas has the weirdest laws about some things.
Let's be honest. I can do them online anyway.
If the Warriors come out and win game one, it's going to feel a whole lot like it's not going to be much of a series. So I think the Rockets are going to come out and give their best effort tonight. Part of me thinks the Rockets win tonight.
Hey, everybody said, oh, it's going to be a great series. It's going to be a competitive series. All the games in the regular season were close. I just have a sneaking suspicion. Either the Rockets are going to be, they're going to play out of their mind like when they were at their best this year, and the Warriors aren't going to play quite as well, or the Warriors are going to take them out a lot sooner than I thought.
Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN. Your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at MK Pallet. And if you missed the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com. And talked a lot of sports there, a lot of gambling. And if you missed it, you need to go check it out. Also want to welcome in our Sports Map 94.1 listeners. Appreciate you guys. Welcome to the show. The number one show in the city again. And the number one brewer in the city. And our good friend, and you can see him on the live stream if you want. Eric Warner joins us. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Fred. How you doing? Hey, congrats on the latest ratings. That's awesome.
You look well-rested.
I'm actually beat up because I've been fishing for the last week, AJ. It's very hard. Difficult. We have a dory. We're rowing. We're casting all day, fly casting.
Are you in a lake or a river?
River. We were on the Bighorn River near the, you know, the Little Bighorn.
Don't you fly fish standing?
Yeah. Well, you can, if you're in the boat, you can sit, but normally you stand in the boat.
How deep is this river?
The deepest hole is probably 15 feet. But it's a current, like if you fall in.
I always see people fly fishing, and I always thought you stand in like, you know, shin deep water. And
on the banks, sure.
That's what they do in the movies.
Yeah. Why don't you fish like that?
We did some of that too.
You did too much effort.
You can get out and wade. Oh, it was a lot. I forded the river. I crossed it.
Good for you.
Times with my mighty staff. So I didn't, you know, slip and drown.
Good for you. I'm glad you survived.
Yeah, I'm here, man.
And you,
were you attacked by salmon at any point?
No salmon attacks, but we saw bald eagles. We saw a bunch of foxes.
See a bear?
Didn't see a bear. Oh, so
damn. Well, they probably are still hibernating. They're coming to the end of their
hibernation. Didn't see any caged tigers.
Yeah.
So.
What about monkeys?
No monkeys, although I was with my oldest son. I kind of took him as a college graduation present.
That's very cool of you.
Yeah.
So no moose? Did you see a moose?
Didn't see any moose. Damn. Saw deer. Saw antelope.
I was going to be jealous.
Is there a song about that?
No.
Yeah. No. It's where the moose and the antelope play.
Actually, there you go. It's Florida Georgia Line sings that song.
I thought it was Ozzy Osbourne, actually.
Moose and the antelope.
Actually, I was most fascinated by all the dead wildlife.
Really?
Yeah, there's like carcasses. We saw a horse that had gotten hit.
You didn't hear about
the
plague that's happening up there, I guess. I hope you didn't eat any of that fish.
We saw there's salmon plague?
Oh, yeah.
I missed that. I wondered what the salmon reference was.
Yeah, did you eat any?
No, that was.
I did.
Stop.
But not from there. Oh. It was like somebody had bought it.
Like at a store? Probably caught there, though.
Where is this salmon coming from?
The river that you were in.
They don't have salmon.
Nah. He almost had you.
But
going.
There's really a salmon plague?
No, it's made up.
Okay,
what do you think about that?
I like salmon.
Yeah,
I like smoked salmon. That's good stuff.
What were you catching?
Trout.
Okay.
Yeah, rainbow and brown trout.
No speckled, huh?
No speckled.
Yeah, those are saltwater.
Yep.
What do I know, Fred? What are you, a fishing guy now? Some sort of expert?
Rainbow trout's pretty good, actually.
Rainbow trout is good. That's what my grandparents used to always go catch. But they didn't go up to... Where'd you go? Montana?
Montana.
Yeah, they went to, like, Arkansas or something to catch those. But, yeah, that's good eating.
Fish is good, and it's good for you.
But you couldn't bring any home.
Nope. And we were doing all catch and release.
What's the point of that?
Well, so they can grow bigger, and you can come back the next year and catch a bigger one.
It's not the kill. It's the thrill of
the
fish.
Yeah, but, like, when that's right. The tug is the drug.
Like, listen, when you catch a fish with a hook.
Yeah.
And you bring them into your boat.
Yeah.
And then you take that hook out and throw them back in. What's to say that guy doesn't just bleed out and die?
Well, okay, so that's a great question. And certainly, well, normally, okay, so we practice the highest form of the art where we crimp the barbs on the hooks. So that limits damage. Also means the fish can come off a little easier, so you got to play them right. But, yes, sometimes they will actually ingest the fly deep enough to where it's like deep.
There's no saving them.
And then you would keep them. Okay. Right. You have to make that call as an angler. Like, I don't think this fish is going to survive. Yes, I'm going to keep him and eat him.
You agree, Fred?
Yeah.
Then you'll make sure because you're the expert.
Well, stop. Stop. Dude, I grew up 2 minutes from the ocean. I know the difference between saltwater trout and freshwater trout. Come on. But, if we weren't going to clean them and eat them right there, we'd always saw them back. You know, sometimes if we'd catch, especially like with redfish, there's always limits. And if we caught one that was outside the limit, we'd always let them go. But if we caught one that was in, we'd clean them and cook them right there. So
I know, like, when I've gone to Canada, like, we'll keep the walleye and the pike. Those are
The walleye in particular are very good. And then they got that golden eye, which that's not so good. It's kind of like the... It's like
Goldeneye's a video game.
Yeah.
I thought that was a Bond movie.
It was.
It's
a video game on
it's also a fish that sounds like it would taste really good, but it doesn't. It's garbage. Yeah.
Sounds like some kind of, sex thing or something.
Sounds like Canadian.
But what always happens to me is whenever we go up there, it's the same time they're having the walleye tournament.
Yeah.
So the whole river gets fished crazy, so the fishing's not very good. So hopefully we're going a couple weeks before, so I'm hoping I'll beat the good guys to them. Get a couple anyway. Those are good eating.
Are you going to bring some of those home, Fred? Share with us?
No, I'm going to eat them up there.
Okay. Fresh is good.
Because you didn't bring me any this time.
So. I didn't bring any fish. You're right. Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough.
Well, and I don't like freezing fish and traveling with them because I like to catch them and then eat them. And the same thing if I'm going off of Galveston to fish. I like to catch them and eat them right there because I can taste when they've been frozen because, yeah. And it's it doesn't taste the same.
You still go fishing?
Yeah.
Like you own a fishing pole?
Yeah, I own a bunch of them. I haven't been in about a year, but yeah, I still go.
Weird. It's like I don't even know you.
Well, and like when the wife and I'd go camping, I'd always go fishing. Like,
you ever go fishing, John?
Yeah, sometimes. Not lately.
What is happening here?
AJ, fishing's great. I mean, you got two boys. You need to get them out there fishing.
I'll be honest. My little kid, he's like, he wants to go fishing. I say, son, listen, I don't know anything about fishing. I don't know anything. When I was a kid, we had a bunch of acreage, and we had a big pond, like, out back, and could swim in it, and there was also bass in it, bass and catfish. And I would sit out there, and I would put a purple worm on a hook and cast out, and I'd catch a bass, and I'd eat it. Or I didn't know how to clean a fish. My dad would clean it, and I would eat it. Now the problem is I don't know how to clean a fish.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't even know what kind of bait to use. I don't know anything.
You know what? You can just get on YouTube and somebody will show you. Everybody will show you everything now.
It's a lot easier to just tell your kid, son, I don't know how to fish. And then
it's because you don't want to go. It's fine.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody wants to sleep in on Saturdays. Yeah.
Who wants to be outside in the heat?
Well, yeah, this time of year starts getting on. But like in the fall, that's a great time to fish.
There's football on in the fall.
Well, go early. Before the game start.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, go like at 6 in the morning. That's like the best time anyway.
You guys are weird. You guys are old, so you're used to getting up early. That's your thing. It's like,
it's going to happen to you too, man.
Yeah.
One day.
I'm going to be the old guy who sleeps until noon every day. That's what kind of old person
I am. I will just tell you this. My kids, nothing, not anywhere near outdoorsy types. When they both caught their first fish, man, it was like the greatest thing ever. They loved it. So...
It's the same thing with my older son wants to go hunting. I'm like, well, I mean, I could take you hunting. I could, and I, you know, I can teach him how to shoot. But then at some point, I'm going to have to like hang that deer up and clean it. And I saw my dad do it 100 times. How often do you think I was like paying attention and figuring out to do?
This is how you bring in a little grandfather time. You have your dad show the kid how to do it.
Great idea, Fred.
It might be a good idea.
Yeah. That way you pull the whole family into it. You don't have to do any work. It gives the illusion that you were thinking about this the whole time.
Yeah. You're the master organizer.
And it makes your dad feel like, hey, this is cool. I get to connect with my grandson.
Here's the problem, though. My dad's too old and my kids are too young. So who do you think the one who's going to be all covered in deer guts is? Me.
Yeah, just tell the kid he can't hunt until he can clean. And his grandfather will show him how to do it. Just teach him how.
That's a good idea.
And so
that's what I'm going to tell him. You can hunt when you're out of my house. When you're 18, you can go hunt. Until then, no hunting.
Yeah, 713 says, teach a man to fish. He'll eat for life. Don't, and he's in radio.
Exactly. Oh,
well played. Well played, sir.
You also went to, what was the World Beer Cup? Is that what it was?
World Beer Cup. I judged, I think over the course of 3 days, I tasted like 160 different beers.
Tick City.
Yeah. I know. I keep judging.
Was there a certain style you were judging?
No, I had multiple. Yes, but I had probably a dozen different styles. So
now, is that tasting? Is it a blind tasting?
Yes. You get a cup with a number on it. And what's really cool this year is they introduced this thing called e-judging. And they trialed it at the Great American Beer Festival last October. They did a bigger trial here, and now they want to go this coming GABF in October, full scale with the e-judging. And it was kind of funny because the old guys, and thankfully I was one of the quicker ones to figure it out, but like I was judging when this guy who was like 70.
Yeah.
Oh, it was painful. I mean,
AJ knows what that feels
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
It's just like an iPad, and but it's great, and it's going to be. So they're making a great improvement to that competition with that.
Did you guys have any beers entered?
We did. We didn't win anything, man.
Texas made a pretty good showing.
Texas did pretty well.
11 beers that medaled there.
Yeah.
I don't know how many styles or how many categories there are, but
there's like 100, and there's gold medal and bronze. So there's. You know,
about 300
medals. Yeah.
11 out of 300. That ain't,
it's pretty good, I mean, considering it's a global competition.
Yeah, that's not bad. What beers did you guys enter?
We entered the Love Street, which we're drinking now. We entered the regular Hellfighter. So just not the bourbon barrel aged.
You guys don't even make that beer to release.
Yeah, I can't get that anymore.
We don't make it anymore.
We do at the pub, at the restaurant.
Okay. Well, we'll find that out Wednesday then.
I know. I heard we got our first one finally. Yes. It only took a year, but we got it done. We entered Staycation and we entered You'll Shoot Your Eye Out.
Okay.
And, you know, we'll get the comment forms back here in the next week or two. And, you know, I, of course, you always want to win, but I look at the comment sheets, and if we get the little box ticked that says, you know, made it to the next round.
You feel all right about that?
You feel all right. And maybe that's like how it's going to be with the Rockets, right? Made it to the next round? Or do we need to win this championship?
I mean, they were the one seed. They had the best record in the whole league. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I think if they're competitive in this series, I won't bash on them because, I mean, that's what they – I've never thought all season long that they were going to be able to beat this team. So if they take it 6-7 games and lose, all right, they at least showed up. Just don't do what you did to San Antonio last year and roll over and die.
Like, right.
That can't happen this year. That would be a bummer.
Can you hang out for a bit or do you need to get –
I always plan.
Well, we spent the whole first segment talking about fishing. We got to talk about some business.
I know. That's what I said. We got to talk about the music fest. I see some tickets over there.
Let's do a commercial and then we'll come back.
Am I supposed to read something here, John?
No, I am.
Okay.
So I'm about to tell you that because we all like to drink a little bit, right? And Eric, you're kind of like me. You're getting up there. Heck, even AJ's getting up there. He won't admit it. When you get over 30, you know, the drinking takes a little more out of you. I'm here to solve all your problems. Well, not me personally. But Thrive is going to take care of you. And this stuff is amazing. I use it this weekend. Pretty much any time I drink now, it's Thrive Plus. Based here in Houston, they were on Shark Tank. And basically, there's a science to this where they reduce alcohol's negative effects and they make you feel better the next day. So check this out. What you do, you take three capsules after your last alcoholic beverage. It's $1 a capsule. So would you pay $3 to feel much, much better the next morning when you woke up? Of course you would. I certainly would. I'd pay a lot more than that. And I know you're gonna ask me, does it work? Well, I've been using it a lot lately. Even gave a few to my friends the other day, and they all tried it and said, oh, wow, I got to get this. And I won't drink anymore without it. But you don't have to take my word for it, because they're going to offer you a great deal. If you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, they're going to give you your money back. No questions asked. You don't even need to ship it back. To order Thrive Plus, just go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com. And if you order before 4 o'clock any day, it's going to be delivered on your doorstep the next day. So if you want to get in on the next Rockets game, get that order in tomorrow. Just in time for having a good time. Order it now at DecideThrive.com. Don't drink without it.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Monday. Our buddy Eric Warner's here. Brought the Love Street. All right, so let's get the business out of the way. Let's talk. Well, first off, we're going to be out there Wednesday doing the show.
The real business.
Finally.
Yeah. Fred has been dragging his feet about this thing. Otherwise, we would have been there already.
Fred, do I need to make sure they got some BBH on tap for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That wouldn't be the worst thing.
Yeah. I'll start. Yeah, AJ, I know you'd like that too. But
I mean, listen.
Before it gets too hot.
You know me. Yeah. I drink anything.
But, yeah, in fact, I'm probably going to be Ubering over there. So how's that?
Smart move.
Yeah. It is a pretty good move.
Yeah.
Not me. I'm not doing that. I'm going to have my wife come pick me up. That's the move. When your wife comes and gets you wasted from the brewery.
Yeah.
Oh, they love it.
Yeah, they love that. There's no question.
Happy Mother's Day.
It's a Wednesday. Were you really planning on drinking this much on Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of was. I actually plan on drinking more when I get home. So
it was
drive
free
fast.
Beer. What was I supposed to do?
Exactly. You know how hard it is to get BBH now? So, all right, you got the left.
I got some business. Yeah, so we got some business here. Let's knock that out. So, first, busy weekend at the brewery, busiest ever. We've got the Carbach cook-off on Saturday. That's to benefit the Robert Garner Firefighter Foundation. And it's chili cook-off. And so you can come and taste some great chili.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah?
This is a horrible time of year to do a chili cook-off.
So we got rained out. This was back in February.
That's a good time to do a chili cook-off.
Yes, it was. But there was, and it was one of those deals where, you know, it looked more intimidating on the weather maps than it actually ended up being. But it was, because there was a cold front, too. So anyway, organizers decided to cancel it. They lost their venue, so now we're hosting it.
And they said, let's move it to the first weekend that it's 90 degrees.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It is what it is. AJ, it's for a good cause.
Okay.
So, and there's some good music.
I'm trying to say, like, I feel like their charity would have done better had they served chili when it was chili eating season.
Trust me, I know a little bit about the inner workings of the charity, and they're you know, rethinking their strategy for next year.
Okay. That's what I like to hear.
So we don't have to do this in May.
Thank you.
But yours truly is going to be one of the judges, and I think we talked about this last time along with Mr. Sandler.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Eric Pearl Jam Sandler.
The Pearl Jam is food. We're going to be eating some chili, and we've got so it starts at noon. Doors open at noon. We've got Chris Robinson Brotherhood headlining. Bob Schneider, who is kind of a new find for me. Love him. He is great. Hal Ketchum, Josh Garrett Band. Carrie Marie. And we've got some tickets to give away here. Looks like DG hooked me up with about 10. So we can give a couple away today. You guys can give them away throughout the week. Carbach cook-off. Then
let's give away two pair right now. Let's do caller 8 and 9.
Boom.
Those are out of the way, and then we'll save the other ones for later on in the week.
Yeah,
this is a great opportunity. Okay. And then the real deal is Sunday. second annual
Sunday
Love Street Music Fest. We are anticipating about 2,500 people for this. We have an expanded premises now that we have this new warehouse building. We got two stages that are going to be a lot further apart than they were last year. That starts at 1 p.m. on Sunday. Headliner Bleachers. We got Cold War Kids for some of the older folks out there. We got Everclear.
I used to love Everclear.
Me too.
So Everclear has that song about the Father of Mine song.
Yes.
And it's basically about how this guy's dad like basically ran out on him at an early age. And like I had a really loving and like good father who like never abandoned me and never did anything wrong. But for whatever reason, that song like makes me literally tear up every time I hear it.
Me too.
And I don't understand why. Like I feel like if I had a really jacked up childhood, I'd be like, okay, well, I get that. Like if my dad was like some, you know, deadbeat runaway dad. But I mean, I always lived with my dad until I moved out of the house. And for whatever reason, that song gets me like welled up. I don't like it.
I think it's a good combination because the music is very powerful and the way they build it to a crescendo with the lyrics and the music, it moves me to. I mean, you know, my dad was in the picture, but my parents divorced, right. So I don't feel like he ran out on me.
My parents got divorced, but I lived with my dad.
Huh.
But then he's like, back when I was still your golden boy, back before you went away. It's like, oh, dude.
Yeah.
That's tough stuff, man.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, but anyway, it's going to be great. We got the Tauntauns, the Unlikely Candidates. Tickets still available, but they are going fast. This thing will sell out. So that's why I don't have any tickets to give away for that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
I might have to. I think I'm going to get some VIP tickets.
You guys obviously are covered.
My wife is very intent on going, but she doesn't want to stand out there with the pores.
Who is she? So, who's she looking forward to seeing?
I think she wants to go see Everclear.
Yeah. I mean, we're of that generation, right? I mean, that was like when you were in high school was when they're in their heyday.
Yeah.
So, and maybe it was a bud of yours, AJ. Maybe like some of your friends, like their dads weren't as good a dad as yours. And maybe,
I had a bunch of friends with really crappy dads.
So that's probably why you're like feeling.
But
that
I don't care
way.
About them. You know me, I'm very selfish.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I'm very worried about me.
Well, it's good though, AJ, because this motivates you to be the awesome dad that you are.
That's what I try to do.
You know, you're out there at the baseball games and you're, you know, keeping the kids focused on school and. All of those
meth.
Important. Yeah, yes, that's ground rule.
Yeah.
I had a buddy that always said, you know, the measure, if you've raised your son successfully, he has not gone to prison. Jail's okay. Night in jail. It's happened to the best of us. And he's not gotten a girl pregnant.
That's good.
You know, you've done okay if you've accomplished those two things.
That's so far so good for me.
Yep.
And then for a daughter, you just want to keep her off the pole.
Oh, or not let her get pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so far, so good, but mine's only 16, so.
But I've heard you talk about her. Sounds like she's a rock star student.
She's a great kid. She's got her head on straight and has nothing to do with me, that's for sure. So, but yeah, they're both good kids. I don't know how it happened. They're both a lot more conservative than I am in terms of behavior.
They all are today. I mean, I look at some of the shenanigans that my kids pulled and they weren't able to match mine. Not that
mine are still young, but God forbid that mine do try to even attempt to match mine. I was, especially in my high school years, I was a problem. I got arrested multiple times before I graduated high school. That's not supposed to happen, but my kids, I'm hoping that they're like, you know, pretty well balanced. That's why I married Annie, because she's like a, you know, she's like a good person and, you know, wasn't a criminal and a miscreant. So I like to think that they're going to be balanced out and kind of normal kids.
So when they do get into trouble, she's going to roll her eyes and be like, this is your karma.
It'll definitely be my fault. Yeah.
See, but that's what you're supposed to do. It's just like horse racing, right? If you've got one horse with stamina, you need one with speed.
That's true.
That's what you're doing. You're just trying
to.
Yeah.
But I'm not built for stamina or speed.
I was a speed horse, so I bred to a stamina mare.
for you.
And it worked. You know, so far, so good. The kids have a little bit of both. So, I need to go back and listen to some Everclear songs because I recognize a bunch of these, but I don't remember any of them. I remember some of their covers I've heard, but
I will buy you a new life. You remember that song? That was like their biggest hit, I think.
Oh, I think the one you're talking about.
The Father of Mine was their biggest
Father of Mine, I think.
What's got their most Pandora plays, Jung?
On Spotify, it's Santa Monica.
Oh, that was the big hit.
Which one?
Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that was a big hit. And then what? What's the next couple?
The next one is Father of Mine.
Father of Mine is next.
And then is I Will Buy You a New Life.
Yeah, that's I Will Buy You a New Life. That's the top three.
Now, Jung, I should know this, but is it still the original group?
I don't know.
Or do they have like a new guitarist?
All I know, like I know that Art Alexakis is the lead singer.
Yep.
Because he does a show on Sirius XM.
Yep.
So I know he's like still there. And I mean, really, do you care? I don't know any of the other guys. Like,
yeah.
If I saw a picture of them, I wouldn't recognize them. So as long as he's there,
yeah, right. The vocalist is really clear.
Sometimes a couple bands where a guitar player matters.
Bingo.
Like Pantera. Like it's not the same without Dimebag Darrell. Like. Led Zeppelin, even though they had a really famous lead singer, they need that guitar player around if they were going to play again. Same with the Stones, I think. But most bands, it's like, if you've got the singer, you can BS everything else and it'll all work out.
Yeah, I know this song really well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure I know all of them. That came from that stretch where I wasn't really listening to music much. So I know all these songs, but I don't know if it was them, if that makes sense. I have to hear them and I go, oh, yeah, okay. But I know I've heard other stuff of theirs just because I recognize the voice. All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz.
Now, I have the confirmation email here.
Yeah?
For people who are wanting to, or maybe you're on the fence about coming out.
Yeah.
To Carbuck on Wednesday while we're out there.
Yeah.
Which I don't know why you wouldn't want to come out there while we're there because...
Well, it's the Blitz.
It's going to be awesome.
And it's Carbuck.
We'll be there.
Yeah.
And there's going to be beer. But while supplies last, they'll be giving away Rockets hats, Rockets pint glasses, and the beard shirts that... Eric was wearing today, which is it says BEER D, and then it has a giant James Harden beard on it. Pretty cool looking shirts and pretty exclusive. So while supplies last, we'll be giving those away on Wednesday.
That wasn't one of your ideas, was it?
No, they didn't steal that idea from me. Unlike Keep Houston Beard,
so
which could have made me million.
Or is everybody out there, or is it just...
From 11.
Okay, so Raheel and Dell, who don't drink, will be there. That makes a ton of sense.
So they should maybe... here's what they should do. Don't give any of that stuff away until we get there. I'll tell Eric that.
Yeah.
They'll save all the good stuff for when our show's there.
I mean, we could let the usual suspects do something, because they'll have a drink every now and then.
Not to hell with those guys. Let's be serious.
All right, fine.
We start acquiescing to them, then everybody else is going to want... I mean...
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to be nice, you know? That's all. Share the wealth a little.
Nice is overrated.
Yeah, I know. Nice is for stupid people, so they can hedge their bets.
Right.
Per Rick Sanchez. I know. That's why I'm nice. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Hey, did you guys see who's buying the Panthers?
Dave Tepper.
Dave Tepper.
Yeah, congratulations, man.
He must have made a ton of money in Omaha. He's
making big dough up there and has decided to now buy the Carolina Panthers. Congratulations to him.
He went from running radio stations to hedge funds. Now, this David Tepper looks nothing like the real David. This guy has about as much hair as I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the real Dave Tepper still has hair.
He's got the salt and pepper stuff.
Imagine Dave's had some fun with that. The real Dave.
Yeah.
Not Panthers Dave.
I'm sure it's like John Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's got to be.
Oh,
brutal.
Man. I wonder if his Twitter's blowing up.
But the difference is, like, I doubt anybody's tweeting Dave J. Tepper about the Panthers.
Oh, you
thing.
Know people are stupid. They'll just look up and they'll see a Dave Tepper and start tweeting at him.
If he becomes like Jim Irsay, then maybe people will.
Yeah.
But hopefully this guy's got his bleep together.
So we're out at Carbach Wednesday. Thursday, we're at the Greek Festival. And Friday, we are at, where is it, John?
Steelhouse Poker.
Steelhouse Poker. Yet another poker room, which I'm looking forward to.
We're too busy. It's too much, John. Three times in 1 week, you should have kiboshed this.
No, I think it's a good thing. Because I plan, for one thing, I plan on having some Carbach when we go to Carbach. I plan on having some Greeks when we go to the Greek festival.
Food.
Food, yeah. Greek food, excuse me. But I'm sorry I left a word out, John. It happens. And then I'm planning on having some poker on Friday.
All right.
So, looking forward to checking that place out. They're having a pretty big tournament coming up, I believe, like a $100,000 tournament. That seems like fun. I could go win that.
That'd be a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. Then I can push my retirement up just a little bit more.
Get out of here tomorrow.
No, not tomorrow. Not tomorrow, but maybe push it up from end of 2019 to the end of 2018.
I think you're under contract.
Yeah, I also have a buyout. Yeah. So just need enough money for that.
Is it $2 million?
No.
It's $2 million.
No, I mean, if somebody wants to pay me $2 million, yeah, I'm gone. But no, I fully intend on staying through the end of 2019 should I live that long. But I know exactly what's going to happen. I'm going to be all set up, about to say, okay, I'm out of here at the end of 2019. Then my wife will divorce me and I'll have to start from scratch again. And it's like, oh, I guess you guys are stuck with me for three
more
years.
Fred will be back like, hey, guys, I know I retired 6 months ago, but
I was about to retire, but, kind of lost half my bleep again and got to start from scratch. So here we go.
Doesn't she make more than you?
No, she makes a lot, but.
Plus,
You're management rich.
Yeah.
Well, I have a lot of other stuff going on besides just the show. I mean, that's not my only income. I have Sports Map. I've got a couple other things that I'm involved with. You know, I've got money coming in for some of my fiction, things like that. So
you just got money flowing from all around.
I've got like a bunch of nothing big, nothing where you say, oh, I can stop and just do this. But I've got a lot of income streams now. They're just, they're spread out.
Good for you.
So. Longhorn Dimitri says, Vegas Thursday, bitches. Have they opened any dispensaries? Oh, yeah, they're all over the place. You're better off, just a little pro tip here, go downtown or go someplace away from the strip to buy. It's much cheaper. They got the prices way jacked up on the strip, which you would expect, right?
Yeah.
Because convenience, right? Now, there are places there that will deliver it right to your room, too, but again, you're paying a little extra more.
One of the things Todd Fuhrman, who's a former odds maker at Caesars, good follow on Twitter, gambling Twitter, said, my favorite gambling storyline regarding the Golden Knights liability is that the same sports books whining about how much they lose nightly or stand to lose on futures refuse to shade the lines to combat the inherent local bias. So that seems like something you'd want to do, right? You'd want to shade lines because everybody in Vegas wants to bet on the Knights. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
People want to bet on the local team.
And that's where you're actually moving. I mean, you would be moving the line there because hockey doesn't get a ton of action. And especially in Vegas, I would bump that line.
Fred, it's Gulfgate time. It is Gulfgate time, and the savings never stop at Gulfgate. Save more during the Jeep Celebration event going on now at Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Gulfgate is your savings headquarters Monday through Friday and every Sunday. It's right there, open on Sundays. Lease a new 2018 Jeep Wrangler Sport 4-door for only $249 a month. Need a lift? You got it. For a limited time, get a free lift kit with every purchase of any new Jeep Wrangler. Find savings all over the lot with a 2018 Ram 1500 Harvest Crew Cab for only $27,195. And when you purchase any new Ram, you guessed it, You'll get a free lift kit. Gulfgate's got the largest Ram inventory in the loop. Hurry to Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram during the Jeep Celebration event. 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, and always online at gulfgatedodge.com. The Jeep Wrangler Sport, $249 a month for 26 months, $39.95 due at signing, plus tax title and license. Ram 1500 Harvest Crew Cab. Must apply for all rebates. Not everyone will qualify. Price plus TT&L. See dealer for details. Lift kit installation extra offers expire 5/31/18. All right, let's go to my man Aubrey Theodi from Dirt Free Carpet. Aubrey, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Birds are singing, sunshine, and can't beat these kind of days.
It is getting there. It's the weather's warming up. What do you guys have going on down at Dirt Free?
Well, I mean, summer makes for the longer days, and you know what? You're inside more. You got the windows, the doors closed up. When you throw those curtains back and you see all that stuff floating in the air, it's time to pick up the phone. Dial 281-DIRT-FREE. 281-DIRT-FRE. We come out with something you've never seen, a $100,000 carpet cleaning machine. It's the very most expensive, highest tech. We built our own water, our own wand, our own pre-spot. In the special unit you see going down the highways, we built those units for your home. Friends, we come to the home, start in the worst area, show you it, something different. You can't dime store this or try to rent a wet vac that. You can't do it. This system is so far advanced, it's like going up against a Corvette with a go-kart, with a little bitty scooter. You can't do it no matter how bad the other person drives. You can never beat them. Dial 281-DIRT-FREE. We'll start in the worst spot. If you don't love it, don't pay us. So tile, grout, leather drapes, upholstery, air ducts, full rugs, dirtfreecarpet.com, 281-DIRT-FREE. Free rooms, $100. Let's do a $100 free speed dry to anyone that dials 281 right now, 281-DIRT-FREE, and you'll get a special deal, and you'll get a great service.
Aubrey, you're a gentleman and a scholar. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Thank you, sir.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Make sure you check out SportsMap.com. All your Rocket stuff. Game starts in a little bit, so hopefully you're on your way out there, getting settled in, getting a few beers, getting a few car box in before the game starts.
I know I am.
Yeah. And you're going to be heading out there right after the show.
Yes.
So also tonight on the station, at least for an hour, I get to listen to a little hockey. Winnipeg and Vegas.
You're pretty stoked about that?
Not a
competitive matchup early on.
No, it wasn't. And I think this game will be a little different. I'm going to take the over. I've pretty much taken the over in every game so far between both Washington, Tampa, and Vegas and Winnipeg. The thing that would scare me if I'm a Vegas fan is that Vegas operates on speed, and for game one, Winnipeg was a lot faster. That's their game two, and right now they're a little bit better at it, but I think Vegas bounces back. So
yeah, you can hear – what's my mic so hot? Wow. You can hear every single game of the Stanley Cup playoffs from here on out, either on ESPN 97.5 or SportsMap 94.1.
Nice.
Yeah, so tonight's game is going to be on 97.5, and the rest of them are going to be on 94.1, and – the Stanley Cup Finals and the NBA Finals, if the Rockets don't make it, will be all on ESPN 97.5.
But if they make it, we can't do them?
Yeah, we can't do those.
Oh, well. All right, let's do a dumbass report.
All right, let's do it. Let's start with a little teacher action.
Of course.
This is in Georgia.
Georgia.
Georgia. Teacher was chaperoning prom, 32-year-old John Kilby. And you would think this, if you're going to chaperone prom, you're going to have to be somewhat responsible.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, chaperone means keep an eye on things.
Yeah, I mean, it's your job.
Right.
Well, he neglected that part of the job and got super drunk. An officer was called in reference to a teacher being intoxicated at the prom.
Oh, God.
Responding officer said the teacher had bloodshot, watery eyes, and smelled like alcohol.
Okay.
He agreed to a breath sample and then blew a .124.
Oh.
The officer arrested him at the prom. He was charged with public drunkenness.
Really? .124 is public drunkenness?
If you're on a high school campus,
I guess. Yeah. I'm about to say, because that's just kind of a bad Thursday night sometimes.
Yeah, not a good look.
Like, no. But yeah, not around high school kids.
Getting arrested for being drunk at prom when you're 17?
Kind of cool.
Kind of cool.
Yeah.
Getting arrested when you're 32 for being drunk at prom?
Not wise, guys.
Not wise. This is Lawrence County, Tennessee. Special agents with the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation conducted an investigation that has resulted in the indictment and arrest of Lawrence County Sheriff Jimmy Brown and Captain Adam Brewer. Why, you may ask?
Why?
Agents uncovered evidence that from 2015 to 2017, Sheriff Brown allowed inmates to be used for labor by various county employees at their personal residence.
Sounds like Shawshank.
So basically, it's like, I'm going to give you a work release this week to come out, mow my lawn, and paint my fence.
You know, I think that's progressive policing. That's all.
Nope, that's called illegal.
Oh, and really? Now,
it's two counts of official misconduct, one count of use of inmate labor for personal gain, and one count of tampering with evidence. Not wise.
Ooh, he
guys.
Tampered with evidence?
Apparently so.
That's not cool.
Tried to cover up that he'd been using.
I mean, the warden at Shawshank was doing it.
And finally, Lakeland, Florida. A mother and son were arrested on Mother's Day after an argument over alcohol turned violent.
Of course it did.
27-year-old Seth Bryant and 54-year-old Judy Bryant were both arrested. According to the arrest report, Seth and his father got into an argument when Seth demanded that he be allowed to have more alcohol. The father told deputies their argument turned physical when Seth put his fist against his face and pushed him with it. Sheriff said Seth made several derogatory racial comments toward the responding deputy, who was black.
Oh, that's a not wise guess.
And while Seth was being arrested, Judy shoved her husband against the counter and asked, "How's this for domestic violence?"
Now that's how you do it.
That's a Mother's Day in Florida.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job, John. Great job, Eric. Great job, AJ. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.